and
Aardvark.
Hey Oddballs, I'm your host Jensen, and welcome to episode 7. I hope everybody is having a great day on this August 17th, especially you August 17th babies, because guess what? Your birthday read is happening today. So buckle up, because now you're going to learn what an August 17th person is all about. Many of those born on this day are larger-than-life personalities, who attract the admiration of others by means of their flamboyance, dynamism, and disregard for convention. These are independent types, whose great energy, imagination, determination not to be feathered by others' rules, and capacity for focusing on their goals bestow upon them outstanding potential for blazing their trails through life. They usually have a strong orientation toward other people, and are usually unhappy unless they can test themselves and measure their success by the reactions that their behavior arouses others. And, because they are strong-willed professors of firm convictions, the responses that they engender will typically be extreme, either winning them devoted fans or creating impeccable enemies. Convinced of the veracity of their views, these people prefer to recruit others to their cause and then control their actions. When their powerful influence fails, they are prepared to adopt confrontational tactics. Their determination to live life on their own terms means that these people fare best when engaged in careers where they can carve out their own path or make an impact. And many will thus find success in the public eye, undaunted by pressure. Although they are protective and generous people, their personal relationships may occasionally be explosive. When, for example, loved ones fail to fall in with their wishes, or when their innate authoritism drives others, especially their children if they're parents, to rebel. If they are to achieve success and enjoy fulfilling relationships, it is important that August 17th people should make the effort to listen to the opinions of others, especially if these are in conflict with their own firm views. Their virtues are generous, confident, persuasive. Vices are bullheaded, controlling, and short-tempered. So happy birthday again, August 17th people. I hope you have a wonderful day. And let's get on to these stories.
This comes from Isabella on Reddit.
My house is in like a C form. So from my bedroom's window, I can see the room of my parents, specifically the part of the bed. Well, my parents went to dinner and my brothers are with their friends. They left me home alone because my neighbors are home. So if anything happens, I can go to their home. I was in my bedroom, doing nothing, and I suddenly see a tall figure move slowly to the lamp of my mom's nightstand and turn it on. I was super freaked out, looking directly to the window, terrified. Then, it turned around and started looking at me. I couldn't see its face, but I just felt it watching me. It then sat on the bed and turned off the lights. I called my neighbor and told her what happened, and she told me she will come for me because I was super terrified. And to go to the first floor, I have to pass my parents' bedroom. So she told me she would come check their bedroom and take me to her home. When she came, she said that there was no one. We checked the whole house together, and there's nothing. She also told me that there weren't any signs of an intruder. She's a policewoman. We then went to her house, and I'm staying here for the night. I'm still terrified. That was a short one, but that was a creepy one. I don't even know what I would do if I saw something in my parents' room, if I could see into my parents' room. I mean, I don't live with my parents, but you get the idea. It's kind of terrifying, honestly. But we're going to move on to story two.
This comes from Glittering Farm 600 on Reddit.
I've been living in this apartment for almost a year now. Needless to say, I've had unusual experiences living here. Nothing like The Exorcist, though. I always felt a little bit unsettled in here as well. When I first moved in, I had a lot of vivid dreams and sleep paralysis. Sometimes, outlines of my family members or significant other would appear. Although, I knew they weren't actually the people I knew, and something else. As any sane person would, I ruled it out as stress. After that, things in my kitchen would fall over, and I would hear creaks in my bathroom. Sometimes scratches in the ceiling, which I thought was just rats. December of last year, I took pictures with my significant other on Snapchat and caught something I hoped more than anything would be just a camera smudge or just a case of shaky hand. It was not the filter that was used either. Again, like any sane person, I brushed it off and figured it was just an issue with the camera. At the same time every night, my house would drop a few degrees. Exactly at 10:30 every night. Probably the AC, but who knows. I was always concerned, but always dismissive of it. Until last night. I was sleeping next to my significant other when I felt something stepping lightly, like a cat on my feet. I'm a light sleeper, so it woke me up immediately. I obviously sat up and checked, but nothing was there. I know I'm not imagining it. My significant other said he felt nothing and slept like a log. I looked online to find a medical explanation to what I felt, but it didn't feel like bugs or whatnot. I could feel small feet pushing into my bed sheets. I don't know what it is, but my question is, what is this? And is it bad? I swear I didn't imagine it. I mean, I grew up with cats, and so I know that, like, feeling of kind of kneading into you. It's definitely a feeling that you know if you have cats or if you've been around a cat or anything. I mean, surely you could even imagine it if you don't have cats, but that's pretty creepy if they don't own a cat. Kind of makes you wonder if there's a cat that's on the other side that's living there too with them. Could be harmless. Doesn't sound like it's, you know, bad, but I don't know. What do you guys think? Comment on this episode, shoot me a message, whatever you need to do. But I hope you enjoyed today's episode. And well, it's an odd world after all.
Oddballs, go follow us on It's an Odd World After All podcast on Instagram and Facebook. Also, give us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. If you have a story you would like to share, email us at itsanoddworldafterall@gmail.com or message us on one of our social platforms. Don't forget to share us with your family and friends. And check out our website, itsanoddworldafterall.com.